We are here at the NAAA convention in Las Vegas, the National Agricultural Aviation Association, and we just had the kickoff breakfast where a couple of scholarships were awarded by BASF, and one of the scholarship winners is Jordan. And Jordan, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Jordan Lone. I'm from Park River, North Dakota.
Tell me a little bit about your background, Jordan.
Glenn and Vernie came to me in high school and came to the school and asked one of the teachers if they knew a hardworking person. And teacher requested me, so I went out there one day and I tried it. And now I've been working there 4 years and got interested in the spraying part, and I'm training for that.
So how old are you, Jordan?
21.
So this kind of came out of the blue for you then, huh?
Yeah, mid-senior year. And actually, right out of my senior year, I went to A&P school, which is airplane mechanics. And Glenn helped me out with that. And then after that, I started this right away. So,
When you were growing up, did you think you wanted to do this?
I've always liked flying, but I've never done it until my senior year.
Now, in North Dakota, what are the main crops that you're concerned with there?
Sugar beets, potatoes, your wheat crop, a little sunflower, corn, soybeans, about that.
This scholarship money at $5,000, is that correct?
$5,000.
What does that mean to you? What are you going to use that money for?
Towards my training that I'm doing right now. Big help.
Because this is not just getting in an airplane and flying. There's a lot involved in learning how to do this, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of time and money.
So this is very welcome to you then.
Very welcome.
And what do you think about, I suppose you've never been to NAAA before?
No, this is my first time.
So what do you think about that and about this whole atmosphere of all the people that are involved in this business?
I think it's really neat how everyone can get together and talk about the year and what they're going to do next year. And I think it's learning for everyone.
How important is agricultural aviation to the North Dakota agriculture industry?
Pretty high up. Kind of rely on you, I guess.
Well, I'm really curious. How does it feel? You fly pretty close to the ground when you do this, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. You get used to it, I guess.
It's exciting?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, Jordan, I really congratulate you, and we look forward to it. We know that the farmers up in North Dakota are really going to appreciate having another good flyer up in the air there taking care of their crops.
All right, I appreciate it a lot. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.